Through the winter of 1867 to 68, and indeed up to and even beyond the beginning of spring, the storms had kept most of the crews from working. By the beginning of April, the worst seemed to be over, and the frost was leaving the ground. The Casement brothers and their men were eager, or in the typically American phrase, raring to go. By April 5, the track-laying crews had covered 10 miles and had nearly reached Sherman's summit at 8,242 feet of altitude, the highest point of any railroad anywhere. Or, as Reed put it in an April 7 telegram from Cheyenne to Secretary Crane in Omaha, track laid over highest railroad summit on the continent, S.B. Reed. Graders, meanwhile, had started down the west slope toward Dale Creek, 4 miles beyond Sherman and 35 miles west of Cheyenne.